On Monday, the museum added the names of 10 journalists to a memorial wall that lists more than 2,200 people who died or were killed covering the news between 1837 and 2013. Gene Policinski says they represent the danger and the sacrifices made by journalists around the world.
We have a radio host in the Philippines. We have a Russian journalist who died 5 years after he was beaten nearly to death. There are people whose names we may never know who were killed in the pursuit of news and information, and they should be included. So we have a representative group here that stands for all those who died.
Kathleen Carroll is Senior Vice President at the Associated Press.
They took pictures that somebody didn't like. They shot video that somebody didn't like. They asked questions that somebody decided were out of line. They wrote things that somebody thought shouldn't be written.
Carroll says whether journalists are covering a distant land or their native soil, the root of their calling is to record world events and expose what some prefer to keep hidden. Mick Dean was one of them. The British cameraman for Sky News, who was fatally shot in Egypt while covering clashes between security forces and supporters of former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. His widow and sons took part in the museum ceremony.
Things like this really just help pinpoint and highlight the reasons why we were proud of him. And everybody, all the families and friends of the people who are on this wall should be proud, and just like we are of our dad.
Others killed in 2013 include Ghislaine Dupont and Claude Verlon, who were found dead hours after interviewing a Mali rebel leader. Rodrigo Neto, who was gunned down while covering police corruption in Brazil, and Fernando Solijan, who was fatally shot in the Philippines after receiving death threats. Policinski says it's important to remember them all.
Every day around this planet, journalists are risking their lives to bring us news and information. And each year, we hope this memorial is a reminder where, if no other place, the world will pause for a moment and remember what that role is and how dangerous it can be.
The museum says the names added represent all journalists who have died or were killed, whether the world knows about them or not. International organizations that work to protect the journalists say that as many as 77 of them were killed while reporting the news in 2013. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.